Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and this is Air, and I thank you very much for tuning in tonight. Tonight, I am opening the phone lines. If you have anything you want to talk about, call in 888-815-9756. Some of the things that I am noticing is Mother Earth really is getting extremely active, and I have lately been picking up kind of pre-warnings of the major events going on. I've been feeling it in my heart. So I've always known that I've had a kind of intense connection with Mother Earth, but she's making sure I know about it these days. So a lot of people are feeling it in different ways. But the one thing that I've also noticed is with having these experiences of kind of a different kind of feeling in my heart chakra, a tightening, and understanding that it's just a release, and there's a lot of release, and we're all going through amazing, amazing changes right now. So patience with yourself. I know a lot of people who are getting very frustrated and very irritated very quickly with the slight little changes. They get so much in a comfort zone, and it really is difficult to really be open to have those changes come about. The other thing is a lot of people are actually getting everything they ever asked for, and it's kind of freaking them out. And it's just, you know, these days you got to be really careful what you ask for. I know for myself, I am getting more and more realizations. They are blessing me with, you know, you wanted this, you asked about it, and they will show me that years ago I asked for this experience in some way, some form, and here it is. And a lot of it is a healing and an understanding, and letting me know that I have increased my trust in the universe. Whereas before, in many ways, I didn't trust myself. I didn't trust the universe, so I blocked myself in a lot of ways. Now, not so much. I have really released a lot of the blocks that were holding me back, and I feel very blessed with the things that are coming to me now. A lot of it is, the timing is a little strange, but with it, I am having a lot of new opportunities coming to me. But the other thing I'm really realizing is the importance of words. And one of the things that I really wanted to talk about is the different meanings of love, because that is something that Spirit has been kind of showing me a lot the last few days through my past relationships. I'm working on my book, Too Deep for Sunday, and a big section of it is kind of a humorous look at all the lessons I've had through my relationships and all the wonderful setups I've given myself in these relationships. And I was talking with a friend today, and his energy was really low. So I asked him what was going on, and he said, well, somebody I was very interested in isn't interested in me, and I'm a little sad. And I said, well, you know, the friendship is still there. And he goes, yes, but I really wanted something more. So he had really attached an outcome to what was going on in the situation. And looking back at my relationships, I had done the same. And that's one thing with spiritual readings that I have noticed, and I noticed it over the last several years, is sometimes the psychic who is getting what is in that very moment often is planting a seed of a possible outcome. But that's it. It's a possibility. And so many people hold on to that grain, that seed, and when it doesn't, or if it alters, they get really upset. They don't see the fact that sometimes they've missed a step, or they should have gone left and they went right, or the little things that really made a difference. And it makes a difference in relationships and how the great setup of really wanting some guy to be there for you and fit the image, or that woman is ideal and everything I'm looking for. Sometimes the attachment is so great, it actually pushes the relationship away. If there's too much energy in one place, it needs to be released in some way. Sometimes just talking it out is enough. Other times it's actually the relationship splits up for a while and both parties kind of grow up and become more mature and understand that each person is an individual within the union. That each person has that balance of male and female energy within them. And at least in my view and my lessons that I've learned, that I'm okay by myself, and anybody that comes into my life, it's a bonus, it's a gift, it's a blessing. And as long as it stays and happens, that's awesome. But at the same time, you know, I understand that people have expectations and outcomes, and, you know, if they don't get what they want, sometimes they have tantrums. And in this energy right now, it's like there's a lot of expectations, a lot of uncertainty, and a lot of people just aren't liking it. So with the idea that there's different kinds of love, the one love you really need to focus on is love for self. The more you respect yourself, the more you're in integrity with yourself, the other kinds of love will show up. Now, a person may come into your life that you think, ooh, relationship, long-term, short-term, who knows. And to you, I suggest you enjoy that moment. And if there's a lot of moments, bless each one. It is an awesome experience to share some time with someone special. And in the last couple of weeks, I've reconnected with some people who have really helped me in my spiritual growth, on my path, and are tremendous friends. Yeah, there was opportunities, it could have been more, but at the time it wasn't right. But we always kind of had an agreement to be friends, to accept each other for whom what we are, and keep in touch. Even though we might go our separate ways for a while, somehow they always come back. And I'm not going to say like a bad penny, because these are very lucky blessings. And they're bright and shiny new pennies every time I see them, because I've grown, and we appreciate where we've been and where we're going in every moment that we do meet. So love is a very special element that is very much around these days, especially with spring. You know, there's a lot of, one of my favorite lines is Twitter-pated. And there's a lot of people being Twitter-pated this day. And there's a lot of people who are truly meeting the person that most likely they will spend the rest of their life with, in a companionship, in a partnership, in a loving friendship. And each is a blessing and a wondrous thing. But there's other relationships that are coming, and they're fleeting. There could be something else, but then again, they could be an awesome friendship either way. So I just think it's best to really keep things as light and breezy and positive as you can, but with the utmost of integrity. in being true to yourself first and foremost. That is the most important thing. And if that person comes into your life and is supportive of that, who you truly are, doesn't try and change you, doesn't have this image of you that you really are trying to fit, that isn't really you, those are the kind of situations that are going to blow up. One way or another, you have to be true to yourself. And if you can do that, you're ahead of the game. With all the shifting energy right now, it's not always easy to be really true to yourself. It's very easy to get sidetracked. And with so many things coming at you and all the things that are shifting and changing, the best thing you can always do for yourself is ground yourself. Ground yourself in the love of self, love of spirit, love of Mother Earth. Go hug a tree. I can't emphasize getting in touch with nature. Lately, I'm getting more and more very interesting critters in my backyard. I actually have a couple of wild ducks that have been here for the last week, and they're awesome. They actually come to the door and see how I'm doing. Rabbits, chipmunks, all kinds of animals are coming in my backyard these days. And I asked for that. And it's awesome to have the animals feel comfortable around me. It lets me know my energy is at a vibration that is comfortable for animals, but comfortable for me. It's a certain level of connection that is really kind of special. It's a mutual respect and love. They know that I'm not going to hurt them. They know that. And that's what each person that you come upon, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for that acceptance and allowing of who and what they are without any expectations, any outcomes. Just be present in that moment. If you need help, ask. Ask spirit, ask a friend. People are very open to helping others. Some people are expecting you to help them back. Other people know that they'll get it some way, and there's no reason why you can't just help somebody out as they're helping you. You know, it's a very much a give and take situation, or I don't want to use take, more receiving. Giving and receiving, being open to receive the wondrous gifts that are around you and being very aware of the wonderful gifts that are around you. There is a greater impact and essence that's available right now that really makes things really interesting and challenging at times. Our bodies are changing. Our energy is changing. We're bumping up to old people, old places again, but seeing them in a different way, in a new way, a more open-minded way. And it's awesome to see those situations that at one time really made you cringe, and now if you bump up to someone that you had a disagreement with in the past, all of a sudden, it's cool. It's awesome. It's okay. They're just another person doing what they do. I've had people come back, like I said, from the past. Some of these people I haven't talked to in 5-7 years, and they're calling me up out of the blue, literally, and asking how I am. I've been popping in their head. They don't know why, but they just needed to check in. So they did. The reconnection is great. So with all this changing and shifting, the one thing that you really need to also focus on is your dream and doing those action steps. If you feel it's time to do something, do it. But you also can't force anything because you might miss an opening that would be even easier for you if you force things. That is the thing that I'm running against. Not against, but I'm realizing it's going on with this book. I've been roughly writing on this book for the last 10 years, folks. It's been a long process. But I had to go through the process to write the book, and I'm still going through some of the processes. I'm seeing different outcomes and different perspectives. So I'm writing on a situation, and yet it comes up again in a new form, perspective, that I want to write about as well. So I'm kind of piecemealing this book together and having a good time laughing at myself, at what I created. It is a beautiful mess. It is a beautiful situation that just makes things a little bit bizarre, but also a lot more interesting in my eyes. And I'm okay with it. There's been some situations that people wish, you know, they just say, Jen, get over it already. And I can understand that because I've seen myself get in that state of mind with other people. And it's like, from my own experiences, people are going to go through it as long as it takes them to go through it. And you can't force it. You can't do anything but give them another perspective to hold on to think about, is it really something that they're gaining something, or is it something that is really taking them away from what they're supposed to be doing? Just a convenient excuse and distraction from what they're really supposed to be doing. So it is definitely a time that is bringing up a lot of the things that need finished and healed, completed. So if you've got any old projects that's going on, we had a new moon yesterday. The energy is still good. It's a good time to pull out all those projects and say, okay, I'm going to get this and this and this done, and follow through. And this is a time to really do a plan and see the steps and start taking the steps. It's very interesting for me that every day that I write on the book, I get more business call. I get more business coming in. So I know I'm doing the right thing by focusing on the book, writing it out, and getting into that space. It's good, and yet when I get the business call, I kind of lose my inspiration as I'm writing. But at the other time, I'm also getting insights and information from the call, because I know that like attract like. So if there's a situation with somebody who's calling in for my advice, my insights, I know it's something I got to listen to see if it's a reflection of something I need to look at. And I learned that early on as a psychic and taking calls, that the situations were really, really kind of interesting that were coming in. So at this time, you know, if you have something you really think to do, don't depend on somebody else to do it. Ask for help. Most likely you'll get it. But in other ways, you need to be the leader. This is your project. It's great to delegate. A leader, a good leader, delegates, really doesn't do much. But at the same time, you have your own expectations. So you need to either put those expectations aside and just tell them the general idea of what you're looking for and let them do it. Or if you're going to be nitpicking it, do it yourself. And it's much easier just to let go and say, Spirit, you brought this person into my life for a reason. Let me know the lesson, if there is a lesson. Otherwise, if he's truly supposed to help me, he will. Just let him know what you need and keep going. One of the opportunities that I've been working on is having people come back in my life that want to do projects with me, and yet they have such a broad range of what they want to do. I literally have said, I'm going to hone you in so we can focus on this one part so you can really get it developed correctly, you know, accurately, to the vision we both have for it, to make sure it works. And team efforts are very big now. But you need to have that good communication and that trust in yourself and in the other person or other people to get it done, to appreciate each other's talents. That's going to leave for this wonderful project for humanity. Because for the most part, anything that we are doing at this point is for humanity. It's not for ourselves. It's for humanity. I know my book is for humanity, to help people who are waking up understand you can get really wrapped up in spirituality and your the journey that you kind of lose sight of the humor. And it is pretty funny, some of the stuff we go through. Actually, most of it is. Because a lot of it is just to have the experience of this emotion, of this situation, so you can grow and learn and get a new perspective. And if you don't lose sight of that bubbly, vivacious possibility of the experience, and don't get dragged down in the negativity of what may be going on in somebody's life or the end result of how self-fulfilling prophecy can happen. If you don't think something's going to work, it's not. If you don't have faith in something, if you don't have trust in yourself, it isn't going to work. You might as well just give up before you try. Or wait till you have that faith and that trust in yourself and in the project to get it done. Now, right now we're all going like at a turning point, and we're bumping into a new life, a new beginning, where thoughts really, like I said, instant manifestation. It's, for me, there's a little bit of delay, but I put it out there and the message is getting out there. If I just say, I wonder how so-and-so is doing, literally within a week, if not a few days, that person is either calling me, I'm finding them, we're connecting again. And it's amazing. So, you know, it used to be that you would just think about somebody and they call you. The same thing is coming even quicker. And these are people who you haven't talked to in years, decades, coming back. And you're going, wow, this is amazing. So your thoughts are becoming conduits, very strong, strong strings of possibilities. So be very, very careful of your thoughts these days. Think about what you're saying, the intention that you're putting out there. And understand, and this is something that I've done and I've learned, that once I say it, I have to honor it. And that is, if somebody's in my life and I'm not sure how it's going, I generally ask for a reflection of how it's going in some way. And if it's this relationship, if this communication is not for the highest good of all, have it disappear. Have something happen so it breaks down, that I see what it truly is for me. And it is amazing how, if something's not for my highest good, it literally falls apart quickly in some way. And something that I do, and I do it really well, actually, is if I see a pattern and I see contradictions, I'll call that person on the contradictions. You said this, but now you're saying this. What do you really mean? Because I'm the kind of person who says what they mean and means what they say. So if I say, I love you, but there's many forms of love. I love you as a human being, that is for sure. I love you for being a part of my journey, that is definite. You are all a blessing for listening to me, and I'm really honored that you're taking a little time out to listen. And the one thing that I've learned is with my words, there has to be integrity. So that's when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. It may take me some time, but I will do it, and I will see it completed. Follow-through has been a huge lesson for me. Integrity has been a huge, huge lesson. Now, if you have any comments on things that are manifesting for you really quickly, or if you have any questions that you would like me to answer, the phone lines are open, and you are welcome to call in and discuss whatever you would like. The number again is 888-815-9756. And it is right now a good time for everybody to understand that you are truly being fully supported in this new life. And even though you might not feel it and you're wondering what is wrong, sometimes timing got a little off. So it needs to be rearranged and reevaluated to fit now. So it takes a little time to readjust. But the other thing you really need to be clear on is once you make a decision you want something, seal it. Stick to it. Consistency is huge right now. I cannot tell you, and I know I've told this story before, as I was in a meditation and I had a visitation by Jesus, and he literally, I could physically feel him kiss my forehead and said, Jen, we really understand what you're looking for, but you keep changing your mind. And we keep wondering what you really want. Just as we're about to give you what you want, you change your mind. So make a decision and stick with it. And on line two, we have my sister Betsy on the line. How you doing, Bets?
And what perfect timing.
Yes. You popped in my head. I go, okay, let's have a tie-in to Betsy.
Yes, the sticking to it is very difficult because you get frustrated when it doesn't happen as quickly as you want.
Well, it's a divine timing.
Other avenues.
So, how are you handling the frustration? How are you getting through it?
Well, I'm taking it a day at a time. I'm sticking to the thought that everything's going to work out perfectly and I will be staying in Tucson, that I will get recognized for my abilities, whether it's via my book, via job, via some clients, but it's going to work.
Or all of the above.
And, you know, my husband's going to be coming down, and he and I
yes.
just talked, and no matter what, at this moment in time, since I will not be buying a house or anything on my own at this point, I don't need all this furniture down here right now. So him coming down is just to pick up this furniture and store it.
Right.
Because I will be down here and either living with you or living with Mom and Dad, who keep bringing it up. But it's you know, I'm viewing this trip to Denver as a visit to Denver.
Right.
And a way to store this furniture until I need it down here in the very near future. But the frustration, it's a daily battle, and I have to keep focused. And you know how hard that is for me.
Yeah. and it's very easy to get distracted and sidelined.
Very easy, too.
So, real quick, what is your book on?
My book is on things people should know when buying in or living in an association.
Excellent.
Because, as you know, I did a management of associations, and I just found that there are things that people don't always get before they buy in and don't necessarily get after they buy in. And it can make a huge difference in how they deal with stuff.
Yeah, it does make a difference, and there is so many things that the association kind of sneaks by.
Yeah, or tries to anyway. I mean, there are several associations here in Tucson that have done that, but back on track with your show is the fact that you helped me a great deal in being focused and remembering to think in positive ways.
Mm-hmm.
To bring the good.
Well, I try.
That
I do my best.
You do a good job, dear. You do a good job bringing me back in line again.
Crack that whip! See, Bessie's one of the people that I call her crap. And she still talks to me.
Well, and I mean, I have to say that, you know, I haven't hired you as a life coach, but it is something that I see you doing with me on a very regular basis, and very soon I'll be able to repay everything you give me.
Yeah. You pay in many ways, Betsy, so... But I'm going to say you're doing awesome, and I've got a couple other people on the line. So we will talk soon, and thank you very much. Betsy's website, by the way, is elizabethdjohnson.com if you want to check her out. She is an awesome lady. She's got some good information. So check her out. And thank you, Bets.
Bye.
Next week. Bye. We're going to talk to Frank real quick because Frank called in one time and we didn't have enough time to get him on the air, so I want to make sure to get him on. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Well, I can't believe I remembered that. Thanks.
Hey, you were very gracious to call in and we ran out of time. So what's going on,
hey.
Frank?
Well, I was just calling to see if I could get a reading.
Sure, what's your question?
Well, I've been doing a lot of research on the web and going to different sites and finding different modalities, and the more I'm focusing on what I want, it seems like the more it's coming together. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't have money, and now... a retirement fund that I didn't think I could cash out, I can. And so now I have all the money I'm going to need shortly to be able to study what I want. But it all started with me feeling energy in my hands. And that and a couple other things, like the rice experiment with hidden messages in the water. So then that
mm-hmm.
made me realize that we're more than what meets the eye. And so I'm going to be pursuing different classes and to learn different modalities, and what I'm really after is, apart from raising my vibrations and increasing my healing ability, is I want to make connection with guides that could give me true guidance, you know? And I was wondering if you see anything like that in my future.
It's available right now. The only one blocking you is you.
Yeah, but do you see me ever breaking that block?
Yeah, I do. And actually, the thing, you're very much a healer, hands-on, definitely. The work of Eric Pearl, if you haven't checked on his stuff, I recommend you do. That's something that I'm getting for you to check into for you from the guidance. You've got a lot of really strong guides around you, actually, and they know it's going to take a little time for you to really, as I was talking about, trust. And the universe really is showing that they're trustworthy. And they want you to know that you are trustworthy. You're doing a lot of research, and that's great. And whatever resonates with you, definitely. But they're also saying there's one or two that really you need to focus on, because if you, as I've done, dabble too much, you kind of stretch yourself out. You do expand to use all those gifts. But right now, they really want you to focus on one or two. Because right now, I'm picking up there's like four or five that you're interested in.
Yeah. All right, I can narrow it down.
You know, narrow it down. I'm not saying get rid of those four or five. I'm just saying that you need to understand you do it in baby steps. If you try and overload yourself, you're just going to blow up. And not that literally, but... You will overexpand so fast that your body will just really go into overload, and you'll get extremely, extremely sick. Trust me, been there, done that. Got valley fever and was out of work for 6 months because I tried to overexpand too fast.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
What's the name of that guy? Eric Pearl?
Eric Pearl.
Okay. If I just do Google
amazing,
search on that,
amazing stuff. That he does.
All right.
And it's a reconnection is a type of stuff he does, and it's reconnecting the spirit with the body in a sense into a whole and complete state. Awesome stuff for you.
Okay. So I could find that with a Google search.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Or reconnection, okay. Just look up reconnection even. And I'm sure there's classes being taught for certification in your area, so you don't have to travel.
Oh, that'd be great. Okay.
So, check it out. I got his name very quickly, and see how it resonates with you. It's not a definite, they're just making that suggestion. Okay?
Okay.
You've got so many options ahead of you, that alone can be overwhelming. So that's why I'm... They're really saying one or two right now. You can get the other ones, but focus one or two, because one or two of those, the ones that you pick, are really going to release those blocks so you hear your guidance. Right now, your guidance is really getting to you through your dreams, and you want it when you're awake. And they are getting some information just by you actually searching the web. They really are guiding you to those different places.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Okay? Things that show up before you, they're not coincidences. That's the way they're getting through. So you actually are getting your guidance. It's just in a very subtle way.
Okay.
Okay? But if you want to hear and see and really feel and touch everything that they are trying to convey to you, you need to center yourself more. Because right now you're kind of scattered.
Yeah. I do a lot. I'm like searching everything. And I have this hunger for this like I've never had before. And you know, a friend of mine tells me that I'm searching too many things, that I have to sit down and focus. And she wants me to do Reiki. But I feel like I want something more than just Reiki. It, not that Reiki is bad or anything, but...
It's a stepping stone. For me, Reiki really opened up my gifts, my psychic abilities. So it is a good start, but if reconnection is a little more in depth than Reiki, I don't know firsthand about it, but that's what I'm getting. It might be the step that you're looking for.
Okay.
Okay? So that's something to check into. Reiki's awesome. I am not one to say, you know, don't do Reiki, because I think everybody should have Reiki. I think every single person should at least have a Reiki session, if not learn at least one or two, at least one. The first ritual, Reiki 1, I think is awesome for everybody.
What do you see anything with Kundalini or Theta Healing?
Theta Healing more than anything else. That is an up-and-coming healing modality. It uses NLP as well, and it does some amazing things. Yes.
That's the one I'm kind of like, my primary focus is on that, and I'm also going to take a class on Kundalini, which is like a form of Qigong.
Right. Well, that's an awesome, both of those are great. But for some reason, they keep saying reconnection is something that you need to look into. Because I'm really getting like the combination of the theta with the reconnection would be huge for you.
When you say reconnection, you mean Bayadic Pearl?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to.
So just check it out and see if it resonates for you. Because I'm really seeing the combination of the two would be huge for you. And in a way, it would be a whole new kind of healing modality that you will be kind of developing in a way.
Yeah. All right. Great.
And that's the kind of thing you like to do. Unique.
Yeah. All right, I don't want to take up too much of your time, and you probably got other callers, but
I have one other caller, and it's fine. So, do you have another question?
No, it's mainly that I want to connect, I want guidance, and I want to develop healing and remove my blocks. Basically, get rid of the bad, bring in the good, and share the good, and like do healings. That's basically what I want.
A little hint on. Something that I realized for myself, and I think pretty much everybody who is been in the healing or spiritual path for some time, is the bad's always going to be there. It's just accepting it's there and being aware of it so it doesn't overtake you.
Right. Well, I mean, I know you'll always encounter bad and you have certain bad things. What I meant was to try to remove as many blockages as I could. That's what I meant.
Well, yes, and the thing is, what I'm trying to tell you in a way is, you are getting guidance, you're just not aware of it. So you need to be aware of what is really going on with you right now. Because you're not as blocked as you think you are.
Really?
Really.
Oh.
You're just not recognizing. Literally, they're saying they are coming through you and guiding you to all the places on the web.
That's great. Because I can't believe, like, in the last, you know, every month it gets progressively more and more the amount of info that I'm getting. And it's like streamlining my ability to get it. And I have, like, a mailing list of friends that, like, my list is growing. And I send them everything that I get.
So that, you know, that's what I mean. You just need to be more conscious of and more aware of the way you're getting your guidance. Might not be them saying, okay, you need to go to XYZ website now. Instead, they're just doing it.
Okay.
It's a very direct, smooth, clever way that spirit comes through and just, in a way, kind of hijacks your mind, your body and stuff and kind of takes over because you've asked for it. So
yeah.
They're showing you where you need to go to release those hesitations, release those blocks, acknowledge the shadow and the light, and understand how whole and complete you already are.
Okay.
And stop beating yourself up so much. That is something very clearly they're saying to me. Stop beating yourself up.
In what way do you mean by beating yourself
up? Well, they're saying that you want more and more and more and you're not getting it fast enough. You're getting it at the rate you can truly handle.
Yeah.
Okay?
You know, like when your belief system changes and there's so much to the world, more than what you thought, just you know, I feel like, what, is this life just the rat race, running on a gerbil wheel, working all day just to come home and just to get up to work again, and to realize this whole other existence is forming, and I want to be, I want to learn so much of it.
But and you are, but you got to do it slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
I mean, I've been working on this all my life. Literally. And I'm still learning. It's not ever going to change. You will always be learning something else. So take it nice and slow, absorb the information, enjoy the information, so you truly are aware of the information and not just stuffing stuff down your throat.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much. You're
cool.
So helpful.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you.
Bye. And now we... Bye. Thank you again. And now we got student. Is Susan?
Yes.
Yes. What's going on?
That was a great call. I am in the place where... I'm in a good place. Where I was, have been working on my mission, taking steps to get me there, eye on the goal, and had some things started and they got canceled or just didn't quite pull together. And so I thought, okay, I'll just keep working at it. And out of the blue, I got a phone call for another opportunity that would take me into another state, kind of isolate me. But it actually, I felt kind of a pull on my heart as this person was telling me about it. She's a friend of mine. And it actually would fulfill a dream of I've always wanted to live on a ranch and would answer two prayers I've been praying lately, to be in service and to use my healing gifts and to be reunited in a place where I can have my animals. And this says that I've been meditating on it, but I'm just not clear if it's a timing thing like you were just talking about, where maybe I need to remove myself to another area to get a different focus, or if it's going to take me away from what I've been able to start here. If that makes sense.
And I just keep getting go for it. What are you hesitating?
Well, when I felt that feeling, as Shauna was talking to me, after I hung up, I kind of checked the energy to make sure it wasn't old patterns, like, okay, you're almost out of money, you need a place to go, or to please friends. And I checked, and it wasn't either one of those, which made me very happy. I don't want it to be a shortcut. I want it to expand where I'm at. So when I do come back to resume, you know, the big mission I'm going to do, that I'll be better. You know, I'll be. So I was wondering if it was kind of a timing thing. That yes, do go for that. And then if I'm brought back to this area to resume what I'm doing, it'll just fall into place easier?
Yes.
Okay.
I keep getting go for it. Why are you hesitating?
Okay. Okay.
If it's answering
cool.
three of your prayers, why are you hesitating?
Okay. Interesting.
Congratulations.
I know, is that... As I was listening to your show, I'm like, oh, that's just along the lines of what's going on with me, you know, and a lot of things. So, thank you. You're so amazing.
So are you. So are you.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to say thank you very much. We got one other caller I want to get in real quick. So, thank you and keep in touch. Let me know what's going on.
Okay, I will. You too. Bye.
Thank you, Susan. Bye. And the next caller we have, and I'm afraid I'm going to mess up this, Sankara Karta. I know I'm messing up your name.
That's okay. You tried. That's great. At least you said it. I mean, you did more than trying. My name is Sat Kotar.
Sat Kotar.
Spiritual name.
Awesome name. What does that mean?
It means the true doer of all. It's Sat Kotar Kar, and Kar is meaning princess, K-A-U-R. I didn't give that to the man. But, and then Sat means truth, and Kartar means the doer of all, the creator. So it has been a lesson since I've had this name for 30 years in releasing and surrendering, totally abandoning everything and letting the true doer do everything, you know, flowing from
right.
my heart and connecting, yeah. Like today I was having a problem of talking with people first thing this morning, and then and everything was coming up negative. And then I just finally said, look, God, you said you've promised us millions of things. And then it popped into my head, wow, but only if we trust him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so then I saw my husband coming home, and I went, wow, what's he coming home for? And I went and checked him out, and he had a real surprise with our business and everything. And I realized then that I had just had communication with God, and everything was great then. And every time I just got into this new business, and every time I had success, it was because first I just surrendered and I
mm-hmm.
bowed my head and gave it to God and said, if this is meant to be. So it's sort of like everything you were talking about. I've got a person who has been running around the bush for the past 2 weeks and first made a commitment to join. And then after, by just today, I received a email saying, well, listen, I'll pay you $300 for private Kundalini yoga classes versus getting into your business, because it's a scheme or a scam. And
right.
I went, what? And so I've meditated on it all day to open up to the message, and realizing that I could be offering big opportunities for people where they will be able to go with me to places all around the world. I've been around the world a couple times, and I could take these people to these places, and we could be doing yoga there. So I'm just wondering, right path right now. I feel good about it. I want to really be a Mother Teresa here and help people now, because I found something that's just so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Been a confirmation through the angels that every time I make this money, it's $777 each time, and I don't have to embrace any products or anything. It's just, you know, the angels seem to be guiding me toward this, and but yet I am having to spend more time toward this and less time in my art career and teaching. I have just started to teach a private class at 6 every night, and that feels good, like maybe after 40 days something will open up there.
Right.
And then my husband found a theater the other day that may be a possibility to create a center. So I'm
right.
sort of like everybody else that I've heard you talk to, it's a time of transition and a new paradigm for us all. Do you feel anything here that you can
I really, the one thing
yeah.
I'm getting is the travel business is a way to go. Number one, it'd be awesome experience. You love doing it. and you love doing your yoga, you would be doing your teaching, you would be traveling. It's a good combination for everything, and I do see you doing that.
Yeah, I was told a couple years ago that I had 20 years of Venus in my chart, which was actually an awesome thing in your chart, meaning
right.
that I would be traveling at a moment's notice, one day in Sweden, one day in Hawaii, and that hasn't
right.
really happened. I have a home in Florida, and I've just decided I'm ready to let go of it. Still a little scary, you know, because, you know, it's an object, it's a thing, but it has held me back a lot.
So it is a time to really let go of anything that's holding you back. And
yeah,
I just feel that right now you are in a good place to really trust and know what's going on and know that
I
the angels,
like
you
I
truly already know the angels are with you.
Mhm. Mhm. That feels good. And what really felt good when you said that Jesus told you to focus. And
yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Awesome. Yeah.
So, I'm afraid our time is out, but I just want to say for you, trust what you're getting because you're right on.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Most welcome. Thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate you listening.
It's the first time I've heard you. Thank you. It's the first time I've heard you. I'll check you out some more, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Nanasa. And I thank you all for listening, and with each breath of air, I hope you gain new insights and inspiration. This is Jennifer Hellman saying many blessings and good night.